Pandemic Identity: Who Are You When the World Disappears? By Dara Clayton. Intro. No matter who you are or where you are in the world, this year has turned your life upside down. The COVID-19 pandemic has dramatically changed the way we work, learn, communicate, create, interact, and go about everyday life. Something else that has changed, which we may have given less thought to, is our identities. For me, one of the most unsettling parts of the pandemic was the contrast between my usually bustling life and this sudden, daunting, empty space that I was confronted with last March. Over the last year, I have changed in many ways that would be difficult to pinpoint, as I believe we all have. Aren't we all different people when no one else is watching? When we are removed from our everyday roles into which we have settled so comfortably? What do we do with that sense of fear and discomfort that strikes when we are taken out of our regular routine and environment? Does our definition of home change when it is a place we are confined to? What happens to us when the place we sleep also becomes the place we work and learn? As artists, do we still create if we have no one to create for? Are we still inspired to make art if we can't see firsthand the impact it has on people? These questions have been tumbling through my mind over the past several months, as has been the case for many others, although perhaps subconsciously. We have all had to reinvent ourselves this year to an extent. Being forced to stay inside the walls of my home for several months also led me back to all the things that make me who I am, no matter what the world around me looks like. At first, I felt distance from myself, since I had never known a version of myself who had that much free time, and I didn't know what to do with it. As a writer, I was disappointed and confused when I realized I hadn't touched a pencil in days, or even weeks. But as I grew into this new person, or perhaps a version of myself that was always waiting to come out, I found grace and peace, realizing that I was probably the only thing I could control right now. As soon as I let myself adjust to the new rhythm of life, I felt refreshed and inspired to create again. Giving myself the time and space to feel my feelings, rather than suppress them, was the remedy I needed in order to want to write again. In a society that is pressuring us to become 100 different people, it's courageous to be yourself and to live for yourself. In all honesty, it has been nice to have a year that allowed me to focus on me and the things that make me happy without worrying what the rest of the world thought, and I realize how lucky I am to be able to say that. In this little collection of poetry, I've tried to portray the shift in my identity that took place during the last year. Some of the pieces were written early in the pandemic, while others are more recent. Poems. You are not your rules. You are not the items on your to-do list. You are not a username. You are not what the rest of the world turns you into. You are the steady beat of your favorite song. You are the pages of your cookbook, worn down from use and stuck together with love. You are the insistent scratch of a pencil, filling your notebook page by page. You are the dog ear folds in the corners of all your favorite novels. You are the blended and beautiful mess of paint splayed across your canvas. You are the gold in the first seconds of sunrise and the glow of the full moon's light. You are the first breath of a meditation and the last thought before you close your eyes. You are the familiar twist in the roads you drive at night and the worn route that leads you back home. You are so many little things. I fear that I've fallen out with my best friend. Disputes lie unresolved, words remain unspoken, my pencil hasn't touched the paper in weeks. During a universal pause, notebooks should be overflowing, I should have a million words, but instead, I have none. Still, my page is empty. My problems are minuscule, my thoughts irrelevant. Enough could never be said, but I can't find the words. Before and after. I am a new person because of this pandemic, not a skinnier, lighter, fitter person, not an organized, productive overachiever. I'm a stronger person who knows how to push through the fear of the unknown. I am a kinder person who is always wondering how they can help others, even when they are hurting too. I am a more grateful person because I have reflected every day on the things that really matter. I am a more selfless person, constantly considering how my actions will affect others around me. I am a more cautious person who has learned to value their health through the fear of losing it. I am a more loving person who will hold everyone closer and cling to moments spent with people I adore. I am a more self-aware person because I've had time to feed my passions, honor my strengths, and work on my weaknesses. I'm a healthier person because I've had to learn how to balance work, play, and relaxation inside the walls of my own home. I'm a more mindful person because I've learned how to calm my mind in the middle of a storm. I'm a happier person despite the state of the world because I will never take anything for granted again. Roots. And suddenly, we're us again, strolling side by side, exploring worn paths, stumbling through tall grass that used to tower over our heads, balancing on fallen trees, following our imaginations instead of the trail, discovering and rediscovering all the secrets we used to share, all the places we spent endless summer days we now spend swimming in nostalgia, falling back in love with being wild. Now, when my bare feet kiss the sweet spring grass, I feel roots pushing through the ground, growing and twisting and settling in my soul. It's okay if this year you didn't write a book or become fluent in a new language or master the art of cooking or start working out twice a day or cut out sugar and carbs and everything tasty. It's okay if you didn't start a business or fill your walls with paintings or take virtual piano lessons or record a studio album from your bedroom. It's okay if you didn't organize your house drawer by drawer, or train for a marathon, or renovate your kitchen, or start a self-help podcast. There's no winner in a pandemic. You survived, and I'm proud of you. We're broken, and it's not that we'll never be whole again. It's just that we will never be put back together in the same way. This time last year, we were entering a new one, a new decade, a fresh start. The year I would graduate high school, travel for the summer, and move away for university. This time last year, we had no idea that in a couple of months, our entire world would turn upside down and stay that way for as far as we can see. This time last year, we had heard vaguely about a virus spreading across the world. Some of us didn't even know what a pandemic was. No one wore masks, and now we wear them every day. We didn't use the words quarantine or social distancing or unprecedented. Hand sanitizer was just a precaution, not yet liquid gold. We couldn't even imagine the life we are living now. So for the sake of everything, I am allowing myself to hold no expectations for 2021, but to imagine a year that is better, that is happier and safer and kinder. I'm allowing myself to be naive and believe in a year of being together, because that's all we can do, dream of normalcy and hugs.